This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he's gravely concerned about the escalation of violence in Gaza and in southern Israel. Guterres said any further escalation of tensions will endanger lives and deepen the humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza, and he says undermine support for the return of the Palestinian Authority to the territory. The state comes after four Palestinians and one Israeli soldier were killed in violence along the border between Israel and Gaza. A Hamas spokesperson said the two sides had agreed to a ceasefire, which they largely respected on Saturday. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin told reporters in Buenos Aires the Trump administration fully supports the independence of the U.S. Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, despite the president's critical remarks earlier this week. In Argentina, for a meeting of a G20 finance ministers, Mnuchin said Mr. Trump's comments were not intended to put any pressure on the central bank to lower interest rates. Mr. Trump told CNBC in an interview earlier this week that he didn't like the work that they were putting into the economy and to see the interest rates go up. He also spoke about the U.S.-EU trade issues.
We said if we don't negotiate something fair, then we have tremendous retribution, which we don't want to use, but we have tremendous powers. You have to, including cars. Cars is the big one.
His comments on the central bank were a break for protocol. U.S. presidents do not normally comment on the workings of the Federal Reserve Bank, which raises and lowers interest rates in an effort to keep the economy from overinflating or from deflating. Get more news at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Office is criticizing India media reporting. It is saying that it has an intent on spreading false accusations and misinformation about the publication last month of the first ever UN Human Rights Report on Kashmir. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
Indian media outlets have been unsparing in their criticisms and disdain of the UN report, calling it fallacious and describing its content as a nefarious conspiracy or a report authored by the Pakistani Security Service. The 49-page report documents mass human rights violations and abuses over seven decades of conflict in Indian-administered and Pakistan-administered Kashmir. The information was gathered through remote monitoring because neither side would grant UN investigators access to their territories. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Kremlin says that Russian President Vladimir Putin and French President Emmanuel Macron spoke by phone to discuss joint humanitarian efforts in Syria day after France sent 50 tons of medical aid. France sent that aid after Russia agreed to facilitate a transport of aid to government-controlled Eastern Ghouta, a suburb of Damascus that until April was controlled by rebels. Now more on President Trump's boosting of his tariff threat while also taking shots at the U.S. Central Bank and some of the nation's biggest trading partners. For that part of our reporting, we go to AP's Sagar Magani.
The president tells CNBC he's willing to hit every import from China with tariffs, more than $500 billion worth of goods. The administration's already put tariffs on $34 billion in Chinese imports and says a second round could target another $200 billion worth. Beijing has vowed to respond forcefully. On Twitter, the president targeted the Fed for a second straight day over interest rate hikes, breaking with longstanding White House tradition of avoiding any hint of influencing the central bank's actions. His remarks, combined with ongoing trade tensions, sent markets sliding. Sagar Magani at the White House.
China's President Xi Jinping started a four-nation visit to Africa and Senegal, expected to sign a bilateral deal with Senegal, which has a rapidly growing economy. China has been making investments, loans, and deals with African nations to help expand and improve infrastructure and to gain access to materials and markets important to the Chinese economy. Xi will also be visiting Rwanda, Mauritius, and South Africa, where he'll meet with officials of other so-called BRICS nations. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.